So Mark 6, starting from verse 17. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and unholy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in, and danced and pleased Herod, and then sat with them, the king said unto the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to thee.
23 to 28.
Verse 23 through 28. And he sware unto her, Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for their sake which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother.
Okay, thank you for reading those passages. Now, just, we don't want to spend the bulk of our time in this passage, but let's take a look at what happens to men and women who don't have a godly perspective on life. What do they do? How do they act? I don't mean what happened specifically. We read the events. But what is motivating people like Herod, Herodias, the daughter? Just go ahead and give some brief observations, and we'd like to hear from you what you notice. And if you're not near a microphone and have a long enough comment, we'd love to have it recorded on the microphone as well. So please just go ahead and join in for that conversation. What do you see here that shows what we will be, or what we have to be aware of, if we don't have this godly perspective on life?
Herodias has a problem with being very stubborn. Instead of listening to what John the Baptist would have to say to her, she knows it will make her uncomfortable, and she knows that it will point out what she's done wrong. So rather than listen to it, she just shuts him out and blocks what he says.
Excellent. That's just the line we want to look at. What else about Herodias or Herod? Anyone else in the passage? Let me ask this. Why is it that Herod, what pushed Herod into the position where he found himself? It says in verse 20 that he respected John, and then he goes and makes this terrible decision, one he doesn't even want to make. Why?
Because he made a promise to her to do whatever she said.
He made a rash statement, and he couldn't go back on it. What were you going to add to this?
I was basically going to say the same thing, but he also was very concerned about what others thought of him. Mm-hmm. So his appearance towards other men, so he didn't want to go back on his word. Mm-hmm. And he was happy that his daughter was, pleasing the other guys. Mm-hmm. So it was all about image for him. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Mm-hmm.
I think what like drove Herod in the first place was just sexual immorality is what like got him interested. Like he saw a pretty girl dancing. It says that he was with the lords and the priests, and he was basically having a party, probably drunk, and it's just what happens when you're in the middle of an ungodly situation, God's out of the picture, you're indulging the pleasures of the flesh, and the man inside of him, his flesh got the best of him, sees this pretty girl, and he says, I'll give you anything you want, your dancing is pleasing to me. So he's trying to get something more than, just dancing from her. So it's just that little temptation that started is what led him to say, I'll give you whatever. And then at that point, he can't take it away because he's a king. He's a man of authority. And if he takes that back and knowing that it was a stupid decision, it will undermine his word. And then those same people that were partying and won't respect him anymore. And he will lose that kingly quality to him.
So. Yeah. Very helpful.
Also just to add to what was just said with both of those last two comments is, Herod's also very motivated by pride. In the sense that he doesn't want to go back on his word because he knows that he has a high status. He knows that people think of him very highly, and he knows that his word means a lot. And he doesn't want to lose not so much the respect that he has for himself, but the respect that the people are giving him because he's wealthy and in power.
Herod also threw self control out the window. And a man without self-control is a teenage boy. We know he's been given too much to drink, and we are commanded in the Bible not to be filled with wine, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I have nothing against drinking, it's just not to be filled with it.
Yeah, just to back up what was said, or just to add to it, the thought being that in this section with Herod, you see the complete picture. You see the lust of the flesh, you see the lust of the eyes, mm-hmm. You see the pride of life. And that's what's basically coming out, right? And that is the system of this world. And we have in 1 John, and we'll get there, but we have in 1 John chapter 2, mm-hmm. that we're not to love the world and all that is in the world. Lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so we see that here in this picture of a man of the world. And so it speaks very volumes to us. He was a man that operated in the lust of the flesh. He operated in the flesh. And so that's a real challenge to us. A biblical man, on the other hand, is a man who puts the flesh to death. And that's what we have in Romans 6. So I'm sure Steve will lead us on in that.
One other observation about Herodias. She was a schemer. She was a conniver, right? She was looking for her opportunity. She held grudges. She didn't appreciate John calling her out. And she looked for the opportunity. She seized upon it. Some commentators even believe that she used the dancing, knowing that Herod would make such a promise. That's not clear from that precisely, but as soon as she saw her opening, she schemed for her opportunity. Another example of this whole matter is Ahab and Jezebel. There was a time in 2 Kings where Ahab wanted a vineyard. It wouldn't be sold to him by the owner, Naboth. So Ahab, he acts like a little boy. He goes into his room. It says he goes into his room. He lies down on his bed. He faces the wall and doesn't want to eat. You look at him, you think, are you seven? And his wife comes in and says, what's the matter? And he says, he won't sell me the vineyard. And she says, I'll get it for you. And she's a schemer. She's a conniver. Where did all this happen? Why are we naturally this way? Why are we naturally led by our desires? Why are we naturally controlled by pride? Why are we naturally schemers and connivers? And let's be honest, some of these things men are more susceptible to. Some of these things women are more susceptible to. Where did this happen? Who could think of a passage or a comment about why these things are our natural inclination.